Look at all these pictures, all of naked ladies, hidden in a brown folder, all wrapped up quite plainly. Found them in the keyhole desk, no names around the edges, part of a portfolio right beside the ledgers. Did they pose for husbands? Did they pose just for themselves? Were these meant as memory of when they felt young and swell? They didn't get pinned up on the walls, not these ladies framing hats and shawls. How many of those old stern faces had a wink and nod and pics in private places? About the cameraman, was his hand quite steady? Slipped a note after the wedding, was he always ready? Photographing families and smiling happy children, after hours developing pics of naked women, hiding underneath black hoods, hearing flashbulbs pop, adjusting draperies and hair, exposures and f-stops. They didn't get pinned up on the walls, not these ladies cramming hats and shawls. How many of those old stern faces had a wink, a nod, and pics in private places? There's no embarrassment, none of the looks are bored. They challenge you across the years, chins upturned the secret hoard. They dare you to disapprove these girls forever young. Great-grandmas perhaps by now have flitted eyes and lips be stung. Some prince they battled at the front, bravely off to war. Maybe they didn't go and stayed in the boudoir. Really have no way to know why they pose this way. We only know the mute as they flirt and sashay. Did they think of this as art? Did they blush and tingle? Did they try to titillate? And was this lady single? They can't be pinned down on the walls, not these ladies in their hats and shawls, with winks and nods and pics in private places. Grandmothers are really complicated. They can't be pinned down on the walls, not these ladies in their hats and shawls, with winks and nods and pics in private places. Grandmothers are really complicated.
Grandmothers are really, really complicated.